is filmed before a live studio audience.
Jesus, come on.
Woody, jump up there and fix the TV again, will you?
Yeah, come on, Sammy.
The hue on that. The hue is shouting.
Perfect move.
Wait a second. It's just a minor adjustment.
That's it.
I sure hope this game doesn't go into overtime.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Dear.
What?
Can't remember whether or not I left my stove on.
Oh, boy.
No, it's off.
Uh-huh.
I think. It's off. Of course it's off. It's on. My apartment's on fire. Still.
Go. Oh, wait, yeah, before you go, while you're up there at Melba's, Madame Likova called something about showing up tonight with a videotape and analysis.
Here? Madame Likova?
Yeah.
Well, we've got to get this place cleaned up. Everyone, out!
What's the big deal? Who is she? What?
Well, promise me, all of you, that you won't make fun of me.
Yeah, right.
Hey. Carl, come on. No, we won't make fun of you. We promise.
I've been studying ballet. Sam, you laugh.
No, we just all thought of a joke.
Yeah. What joke?
You in a tutu.
Come on. What is it? Come on, tell us all about it.
Madame Likova has been visiting Boston, and she consented to teach a class at the college. On a caprice, I decided to enroll, and I was accepted. Our final session entailed doing a solo performance on videotape.
Oh, I get it. That way she could puke in the privacy of her own home.
Diane, why the sudden interest in ballet?
Oh, Norman, it's not sudden. I've had an on-again, off-again love affair with the ballet since I was 7 years old. I studied for a while and gave it up, regrettably, of course. Although I was blessed with a swan-like neck and natural grace, I abandoned my dream of becoming a prima ballerina and concentrated instead on my career as a novelist.
Which explains why you're here in a bar pushing beers.
I remember the first time I ever put on my toe shoes.
Excuse me, Diane, isn't your apartment on fire?
Oh, my God, I opened that up. My poor kitty. Wait a minute. I'm sure I turned it off. Yeah!
Hey, Diane. Hey, everybody. Sammy?
Hey.
Mind if I put one of these up in the old bulletin board?
Go ahead.
Yeah, better take this old one of mine down, huh? Oh, boy. Nobody was interested in my singles potluck seance.
What's going on this time?
For years I've been saving up and finally made it. Bought myself a snazzy Italian sports car.
Hey.
See it? is if tomorrow I'm going to be the owner of a brand new Alfredo.
Hey, all right.
But, first, I got to sell off the old Cliffmobile.
Wait a minute. Now, you own a 1965 Chevy station wagon, right?
Yes, sir.
This is a picture of a Rolls Royce. What are you doing?
Read the copy there, Sammy.
Chevy, the Rolls Royce of station wagons. Oh.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Diane Chambers.
Oh, she's not here right now. Oh, I'll bet you you're Madame Likova.
Oh, goodness, no. No. How Madame would laugh if she heard you say that. And then she would strike me. No, I am Lisa, her assistant.
Oh, Sam Malone, hi.
Hello, hello.
Fraser Crane.
Hello.
Well, is Madame gonna come here later on tonight?
Oh, no, no. Madame Likova would never come to a tavern. No, I'm bringing by the tape and analysis for Diane. Normally, the students pick them up themselves. But, well, Madame Likova can be very harsh. So I wanted to soften the blow by bringing them here myself.
Her dancing's that bad, huh?
I am afraid so. That is why I wanted to come here myself and tell her not to dance anymore. But I have to go now. We are checking out tonight, and an impatient Madame Likova is a dangerous Madame Likova. Give her this videotape and this envelope and tell her I'm so sorry.
Well, I will. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
До свидания.
До свидания, huh? Eh? Those Ruskies can never leave without slipping in some Soviet propaganda.
Hey, you guys think Diane's really that bad of a dancer?
I don't know. Guess there's no way of ever knowing, is there?
Yeah, none that I can really think of.
Me neither.
And who knows if that VCR in Sammy's office even works, you know?
There's only one way to find out, you know.
How's that?
So, yeah, get a tape and slip it right in there.
Talk about luck. Here's a tape right here.
Now, that's extremely insensitive.
Ah, it's not. No, it's not. It's like driving by the scene of an accident. You don't want to look, but you just can't help yourself.
And in this case, you get to play it over and over again.
Is it working? Yes, sir.
Oh, you're right.
Hey, that's Miss Chambers.
Oh,
why,
boy.
Why is she hopping around like that?
Well, she's dancing.
Get out.
I don't know, guys. You know, maybe this isn't funny.
Sam, are you looking at the screen?
I'm sorry. I'm just...
Sherry. You know, being laughed at is going to be the least of Diane's worries. If she ever reads this analysis, she's going to be shattered. Take a look at this thing. Oh, boy. Poor, 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 terrible.
Ooh, how was her attendance?
What are we going to do? She thinks her teacher's going to show up tonight. What are we going to tell her?
We're not going to tell her anything. Madame Likova is going to write her a splendid analysis. Can I borrow your office?
Hey, now, wait a second now. Do you think this is the right way to do it?
Oh, listen, what harm can it do? I mean, she said this was a one-shot deal. Why not let her leave it a winner?
Why would you, her favorite doormat, want to make her feel better about herself?
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, sure. She mocked me, debased me, humiliated me, ridiculed me. Finally left me at the altar, but never really can forget your first love, can you?
Back again. Oh. And you'll all be happy to know that my oven was off.
Ah.
But I had left the milk out, so it wasn't a wasted trip.
Diane, while you were out, your dance teacher's assistant came by.
Oh, pooh. Madame Likova didn't come?
No. She got a hold of a bad bowl of borscht. But she told us to make sure you got this.
Here it is.
Yeah.
The moment of truth.
Mm.
Can't.
Oh, come on. You're going to have to open it sometime.
Oh, okay. good. Strength, very good. Emotional response, outstanding. Flexibility, average. I always thought I was very flexible. Excellent natural instincts. Soul of a dancer. If not for the late start, could have had a career in dance. Oh, my. Oh, I'd love to call her and thank her. Maybe I can still catch her at the hotel.
No, Diane. I don't think it's a good idea for all that.
Why not?
Why not? Why not?
Because. Well, you know, she's probably packing, and if you disturb her right now, she'd probably put her work clothes in one bag and her regular stuff in another bag. Then if the airline lost one of those bags, then she, you know, either she wouldn't be able to work or she'd look real goofy out there on the street. That's why not.
Is there something you're not telling me?
No. No. We're just, what are we doing here?
Well, we're
horsing around. No, listen, the fact is we're all just thrilled to death about the report. Now, you go ahead and call her. I'm out of here, fellas.
Yes, Madam Likova, please. Oh, I see. She's busy, huh? Well, maybe... Oh, Madam Likova! Madam Likova! Yes. This is Diane Chambers. I'm so glad I caught you. Yes, Madam Likova, I read it. Did you really mean everything you said? Yes, I'm sorry. I know you always mean what you say. Hello? She hung up. Now, she was never one to chat. This is unbelievable. I never thought I was this good. Maybe I've been too critical of myself.
I really don't think that's possible.
I must view my tape again. Through Madam's eyes. Would any of you mind if...
Mind? We'd be angry if you didn't.
Oh, my friends. I'm so glad you're all here to share this moment with me.
I tell you what. Why don't you come and stand right up close to the television?
Oh, okay.
So you get the best possible viewing. And we'll just sort of surround you behind you so we don't distract you, all right?
Hit it!
Yes. Look at me. Ever since I was a child, I wanted to dance so badly.
Looks like you've got your wish, Diane.
Norman, don't you think it's time you got home to your beloved?
No. It's Vera's night to howl tonight. She's hosting a Tupperware party. Right about now, they're probably knee-deep in lettuce crispers.
Vera's really into Tupperware?
You kidding? She wants to be buried in one of those things. I could just see the service, you know? They lower you into the ground, somebody burps the corner, and you're sealed fresh for eternity, I guess. Is that a sigh, Diane?
No.
Come on. What's the matter? Come on.
Nothing. You mentioned eternity and it got me to thinking. For of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these. It might have been.
Yeah.
I wonder what might have happened if I had pursued my dream.
Who knows? I might have ended up an accomplished ballerina. No, I'll never know.
Yeah, that is tough, but, you know, that's what you get for dreaming.
Didn't you ever have a dream, Norman?
No.
Not at all?
Nope.
You never wanted something that was out of reach?
Well, beer nuts.
Norman. I'm serious.
So am I. Could you just...
Everyone has dreams, Norman.
Everyone except me. I learned early in life not to have them.
Oh.
Yeah, I figure they're useless. They don't come true anyway.
Norman.
Yeah, life's tough enough without getting yourself all worked up. Something that's not going to happen. Mm-mm. Dreams, they just give you heartache.
But isn't the real heartache knowing that you had the potential to do something and you never tried? Listen to me. Listen to me.
Do I have another choice?
I have the potential to be a dancer. I still have a fighting chance to make my dream come true. I'm going to send my tape to Boston Ballet.
You know?
In fact, I am going to drop it in the mail tonight. Oh, Norman.
Diane.
Oh, this is so wonderful.
Well,
thank you so much. I'm too excited to stick around. Anyway, you know how to lock up, right, Norman?
You kidding? I'm the one who taught you.
Right. Good night.
Yeah. Alone in a bar. Maybe Diane is right. I guess dreams can come true.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Don't you look the ballerina? Thank you, Carla.
Now, why don't you take a flying leap?
Sam, the reason I came early was to tell you that I'm going to be a little late.
You're not early. You're right on time.
Oh, well, then I'm going to be quite late. I'm auditioning for Boston Ballet. Would you mind if I warmed up? This seems a tad hard, but it might serve as a bar.
Well, it is a bar, Miss Chambers.
No, when a dancer warms up, they hold on to a bar.
That is a bar.
If I might interrupt here.
Please.
Diane, what audition?
Well, you know, I sent off my tape to Boston Ballet.
Yeah, what audition?
Well, they had the nerve to send it back unopened. They never even looked at it. I think that's patently unfair. Is that giving art a chance?
Well, Diane, do you think you... Maybe you're just not ready for the Boston Ballet, you know?
Yes, I am. I know it. Let him lick of the nose it. The only people who don't know it are the people at Boston Ballet. And they're about to find out. They're rehearsing now. They're going to see me if I have to do a grand jeté over the gate.
Diane, I think that might be a mistake.
Why? Don't you think I'm good enough?
Oh, no, no. Oh, hey, you're kidding me. I think you're wonderful.
So what's the point?
Frasier, the point. The point is...
You know, you two have been behaving very mysteriously lately. Are you planning a surprise party?
You're on to us.
God.
Well, I will try to act surprised.
Well, that's great. But as I was saying, Diane, the point is... Well, not to make a big scene about this thing. You see, I'm sure the Boston Ballet must have open auditions, you know, from time to time. Why don't wait till then?
I've wasted enough time already. Thank you.
No, wait, Diane, wait a second here. Listen, I'm gonna have to tell you something, and you may not like it. You see, the truth is that...
Sam, I know what it is. You're afraid of losing me to the world of ballet.
No, no. That's not what I'm afraid of at all.
Oh, my plucky little man.
I'm just gonna have to come right out and say this. I hope I don't hurt your feelings here. Please, please, please don't do this. Help me here, Frederick.
Diane, please, please, please don't do this.
Sam, this is one of the most genuine displays of affection you've ever shown me. With love like this in my corner, how could I possibly fail?
Frederick, she's not going to believe me. Tell her. Come on, tell her.
Diane, just a second. There's something I've got to get off my chest.
Yes, Frederick.
Knock him dead.
Thank you.
What?
Kirby, please show the lady to the wings.
Oh, no, no, please. I must prove to you that I indeed belong in your fine fraternity. Kirby!
I'm sorry, miss. We just don't have time for this right now.
I don't have much time myself. A dancer's career is not a long one. I'm sorry, but it's true. I have a dream. To be a dancer. And in order for it to come true, you must see me dance. Oh, yes, my technique is not quite as polished as it should be. But is that all there is to art, mere technique? Or is it not the passion and emotion and pain that lie deep within our souls? For I have that emotion. I have felt that pain. I am a feeling person. And I can communicate those feelings to you through dance. So, judge me not by what my arms and legs are doing. Judge me by what I make you feel. But most importantly, judge me. For I must dance. Damn it, I must!
Well...
Oh, thank you. You won't be disappointed. Mind.